We're here at CattleCon 2026 in Nashville, Tennessee. Che Trejo with Merck Animal Health joins us. Let's talk about BRD, Che. And man, I feel like every year when I come to this event, I'm always talking about BRD. It continues to be such an issue when it comes to our herd health, and it's something that unfortunately we just have to deal with, it seems like, year in and year out. What's your perspective on, you know, where things stand when it comes to BRD across the country here in early 2026?
Yeah, it's by far the biggest disease that cattlemen have to deal with. And, you know, why is that, I guess, is the main question. And part of that is how our system is designed in the U.S. Like, we are very fragmented, so those calves are changing locations and different environments at a time that's stressful. And their genetic makeup and their physiology just kind of sets them up for that disease. This number's old, but it used to be that disease killed over 1 million head of cattle a year in the U.S., and that's almost pretty unacceptable. It's by far the leading cause of problems with calves entering the feed yard. I saw recently, talking about 2026, the PAC group did an analysis on, since we're feeding cattle longer in the phase, what are things that impact us? And yes, there are some upticks in things like foot issues and mechanical problems, but BRD over the last 10 years just continues to be a problem for us and leads the way in negative outcomes for calves in the feed yard.
So let's talk about management. How do we stay ahead of this as ranchers on our operations, feedlot or the cow-calf side or whatever the case may be? Talk about just what are some ways we can manage that BRD risk that's out there? How do we stay ahead of things as best as we can?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to put this back on the cow-calf space. Like, it really has to start at the ranch of origin. You know, once the stock operator gets them or the feed yard gets them, it's at a time where those cattle are under stress, and it's absolutely not the best time to prepare them. So it resides on our ranchers. Now, what can they do? And that term preconditioning has been out there for a very long time, and that can vary between, you know, getting a calf to eat out of a bunk or drink out of a water trough correctly, all the way to 2 rounds of modified live and wean for 60 days. So there's a lot that goes into that preconditioning comment. But the biggest thing a producer can do is wean their calves. And it's not wean on the truck to the sale barn. It's wean for 45 to 60 days and get those cattle prepared. Now, there are a lot of branded programs that you can get involved with. Merck has one called PrimeVac. It's can be third-party verified by a veterinarian, but the basics are we want 2 rounds of modified live, 5 ways in those cattle. We want a Pastorella Mannheimia vaccine in those cattle to better prepare them for the challenges that they see. But man, weaning, when you look at the data, can reduce deads by 4 to 8 fold compared to anything else we do. So get in one of those programs, wean your calves. Now, so it's absolutely the best thing for the calf. Is it the best thing for the producer economically? And that's not an easy answer. Like, typically, when you look at those branded programs, they will pay $7 to $8 a hundred increase in calf, which pays for what you're doing. But, you know, markets are dynamic, and you never know if the market has a hiccup in the time that you're weaning those calves or a hiccup when you sell them off the cow. So there's not a definitive answer there. Like, yes, it absolutely pays, but it's absolutely the right thing to do for the calf.
And I think, too, with this whole conversation, whether you talk about weaning or you're looking at vaccines, whatever the case is, working with your herd veterinarian, I think it's really that first step, because they're going to know what's going on with your operation and have those recommendations for you and able to maybe connect with other veterinarians, experts, et cetera, maybe on the Merck team, you know, those kinds of things. Starting with your local veterinarian is so crucial, isn't it, Che?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm a veterinarian, and I brought that up before, that it's that PrimeVac is a third-party verified system. But getting a relationship with your vet, and I know us large animal practitioners aren't as abundant as we used to be, but they're still out there, and reaching out with them and creating that relationship, not only for emergency work, but helping you design a program and a plan to better succeed your operation.
Anything final you'd mention or reiterate when it comes to BRD, things that folks really just need to keep in mind here as we continue to manage BRD in our operations?
It's a very complex issue, and I think as we're getting these cattle to heavier weights and we've improved the genetic component of these animals, I'm not sure that improved performance and improved health run hand in hand. Like, you know, the immune system is a energy consuming beast, and we've bred these cattle to really perform, and sometimes we've left the immune status behind. So realize that you're selling a younger animal than you did 20 years ago. That animal needs a little more care and comfort, and reach out to your veterinarian to figure out how to best figure out things.
MAHcattle.com for more information. Che Trejo, Merck Animal Health, thanks for joining us here at CattleCon. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.